Checky, checky, 1, 2. All right, the podcast ain't gonna record itself. So shit, I guess I gotta do it. And nobody else is gonna do it. What's up, fuckers? How y'all been? It was a great one. You ever gonna talk? You ever gonna yell at the internet again? Yeah, eventually. So I'm driving down the road. I'm driving down my road today with Aaron. And we're on the highway, but it's out in the country. There's this guy, looks just like a Fort Collins hippie, riding his skateboard down the side of the road with a guitar. Now, I've seen a person ride a skateboard with a guitar before, but he didn't have the guitar on his back. No. He's riding his skateboard down the side of the highway out in the country, playing the guitar. I kind of want to make fun of him for looking like a Fort Collins hippie, but anybody who can play guitar and ride a skateboard at the same time, I can't do either one of those things separately. The great one is tired. I've been working my ass off. Slept in this morning. Didn't get out of bed till 0800. It was brutal. Went to the gym. Had a terrible day at the gym. Was getting my ass kicked. Bench press fucking bitch slapped me upside the head. Did talk to a cute girl, though, which actually, she had a little more personality than I was expecting. This was one of those rare occasions in life where I interacted with a girl and actually enjoyed it. She held up her half of the conversation. I was kind of impressed. And she's fairly cute face. She had a very nice body, long blonde hair. And she just graduated from high school, so she's right there in my preferred age range, which, of course, my preferred age range for women is age 18 to 18. Anyhow, greetings. It is the great one. I am still alive. I've been working my ass, and I will be working my ass off for the rest of the upcoming week. I don't know how soon you'll get another podcast. I got so much stuff I need to talk about. I got a pile of books over here. Got some videos, yada, yada, yada. As I'm sitting here and I'm going, man, I got to get a podcast knocked out before everybody thinks that I'm dead, before they think the Jews got me or something like that. So I've been catching up on The Dick Show. I got like 50 episodes of The Dick Show loaded up. And so they're ancient. I'm back in August of last year with The Dick Show. And this is back when Kanye blew up the world by talking about the Jews. It was Kanye, right? I get all these black people confused because they all look alike. Oh, great. How long did it take us to get to a racist comment? Less than 3 minutes. Good, good. Good to know I haven't lost my touch. I haven't insulted women yet. In fact, I said something nice. Well, I said something nice about one specific female. No, women are still stupid. Hold on. What have women done lately? Give me a second. What have women done lately that they're dumb? Oh, God, I can't believe it's taking me this long to think of anything. Probably because I've been ignoring them. I've been busy working, and thus I haven't had a lot of encounters with women. Because if there's any work involved, women go the other direction. Anyway, I'm sure I'll think of something in a minute. Well, it's a Dick Show. The Dick Show. It's when Kanye did his thing. And so Dick comes on, he's like, oh, Kanye, he's having an argument with O.J. Simpson. It's kind of like, what? He's like, yeah, he's arguing with the juice. The juice, O.J. Simpson. And all the guests who come on the show, Dick's like doing his, yeah, O.J., Kanye's arguing with the juice. O.J., the juice. And everyone's like, who? The juice. They're like, oh, wow, for a minute there, Dick, we thought you were saying the Jews. And it's just like, oh my God, you people, everyone is dumb. Nobody's getting the joke. Dick has to like explain it to them without explaining it to them. It's just right over everyone's heads. It's fucking hilarious. The juice. Oh my God, it's funny. The juice. Anyhow, Dick also continues to be obsessed with trannies. There are things about the Dick Show I don't like. His obsession with trannies is one of them. And this is even more annoying now, because here's the thing. Let me give you the short version of this story for those of you who don't listen to the Dick Show, and for those of you who listen to the Dick Show, but since, because this was August of last year, you've already forgotten all of this stuff because you listened to the Dick Show when it came out instead of 8 months later like I do. Which, I've said this before, listening to a podcast or reading, you know, something that involves current events, to me, is always more interesting when you listen to it like a year later. Because somebody comes on, they say something about, remember, like with the Elon Musk, everybody's, oh, he'll never buy Twitter, or he's gonna buy Twitter. Well, now in retrospect, you can look at it and see who is right and who is wrong and all this other stuff. I always find that much more entertaining. Because like somebody comes on right now, oh, this thing about Ukraine, Russia. Man, how the fuck do you know? Like 5 years from now, maybe I'll listen to that and be like, boy, this guy was a moron. Of course, Adam and I predicted World War III. That hasn't happened yet. But it could still happen. I'm going to cling to the hope that World War III is on the way. That'll clean out the fucking Zoomers. Draft their little asses, send them over there to get killed, because the Russians don't have any trannies in their army. So we know who's going to win that one. It'll be really embarrassing. If there is a World War III and the United States is victorious against Russia and we take over their country and it becomes the 51st state, boy, am I going to look like an idiot. I mean, more than I already look like an idiot. I don't think it's going to happen, but God knows, who fucking knows, right? So anyhow, Dick and the Trannies. We're not going to, and by the way, we're not going to talk about any of this stuff. We're not talking about the Dick Show or anything today on this episode. We're going to actually read listener comments that were left on the website and respond to those. So anyway, back to things we're not talking about. Dick and the Trannies. You guys may know of Kiwi Farms, the website Kiwi Farms. Dick was a big fan, held the Kiwi Farms founder, creator, webmaster, whatever on there. Blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, Kiwi Farms. For those of you who don't know, it's a website where people go there and they like trash talk famous people or shit like that. That's the best I know how to describe it. It's a forum on the internet. So it's like every other forum on the internet. There you go. Anyhow, Kiwi Farms got taken off the internet by a tranny. One single tranny. One tranny got this website shut down. Now the website's back up now. Last I checked, you got to go view it with the Tor browser and all this other shit. And so Dick was conflicted here because on one hand, he loves Kiwi Farms and the guy who founded it. But on the other hand, he's obsessed with trannies, right? And you say, well, great one. You're obsessed with Supergirl. I am obsessed with Supergirl. And I'm obsessed with Supergirl because I want to fuck Supergirl. I'm obsessed with volleyball girls because I want to fuck volleyball girls. I'm obsessed with cute, blonde-haired, gray-eyed, 18-year-old white girls because I want to fuck cute, blonde-haired, gray-eyed, white, 18-year-old females. Dick is obsessed with trannies. You do the math. He's obsessed with trannies, and he's constantly kissing up to them, but then a tranny gets Kiwi Farm shut down. So Dick is on the show, and in a moment of seriousness, he's kind of lamenting how trannies have all this power and how just one person can. And I'm thinking to myself, moron, do you not understand that the reason these trannies have the power to do stuff like get a website taken off the internet is because people like you are constantly kissing their asses. Every time a tranny comes on the website, I just remembered something women did. Thank goodness, so I can get that in there. Not to me. Not to me. But it goes to the Dick Show. We can make fun of him some more. So, you know, Dick is lamenting a tranny getting Kiwi Farm shut down. But the reason the trannies have all this power, a reason, there's multiple reasons, a reason the trannies have all this power is because people just like Dick constantly suck up to them, applaud them, bring them on the show, ask them all these questions about their transition operations, and act like this is just amazing, you know, and call them by the right pronouns and all this other horse shit. And this is why they can get away with doing this stuff. because no one will call them on their bullshit. And then when they go, quote unquote, too far, according to Dick, and get one of his favorite websites taken off the internet, only now does he want to sit here and go, oh, I can't believe trannies have this much power. And then he turns around and goes right back into licking their assholes. Just the stunning lack of self-awareness from people in the United States. And, you know, I've been thinking. I know it's hard to believe. I've been thinking. The United States, we really are a cancer on the planet Earth, on the other societies. It's partially our fault. It's partially your fault. Because here's something else I've thought about. Because you know how Europeans, and Adam has done this in a few episodes, you know, and I gave him shit one time about how Europeans are all concerned about how much Americans pay for gasoline and all this other stuff, you know. And, you know, Adam's going on, how come Americans don't use the metric system and all this other shit? So look, here in the United States, believe me, our society, such as it is, has a whole lot of problems. Those problems, however, why do those problems carry over to the rest of the planet Earth? Now, yes, part of it is because we're invading other countries and dropping bombs on you in order to spread democracy and all this other horseshit. But nobody is forcing you to listen to Taylor Swift. Nobody's forcing you to dress like we do. Nobody's forcing you to drink Coca-Cola. And certainly, nobody's forcing you to give a shit how much money we pay for gasoline. It occurred to me the perfect analogy for the United States in relationship to the rest of the world. And although cancer is also a really good analogy, I came up with that literally about 7 minutes ago. Literally, Hitler. USA equals cancer. I mean, feminism is cancer, but so is the United States. While a cancer is a good analogy, here's a better analogy. You know what the United States is? The United States is a hot chick on Instagram. And she's completely fucked up. She has mental problems. She can't stop posting pictures of herself. She can't stop herself from attention whoring. But the only reason this works for her is because all the simps on Instagram are simping for her. Yeah, the United States is a basket case. And yet, all around the world, all of you are constantly simping for us. Well, look how much money Americans pay for gas. Once again, have I done this shtick? Do you know that here in the United States, we don't sit around and give a shit how much money people in Sweden pay for gasoline? We don't even know. We don't. That's American arrogance. No, we don't give a shit. That's not arrogance. I'm not saying Americans aren't arrogant. There are ways in which we're arrogant. I'm saying not worrying about what other people do. That's not arrogance. That's called minding your own fucking business. That's called leaving other people alone. Yes, I know I'm talking about the same country that has a government that drops bombs on other countries to spread democracy. I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about the average person. Right? I go to work, I hang out with people, we do stuff, okay? You know how often we talk about the price of gasoline in Sweden or how much they pay for healthcare in the United Kingdom? Never, because we don't give a shit. We don't give a shit. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you people in other countries that you care what the fuck we do. Again, I'm not talking about the shit we do that influences you, like giving weapons to the Ukraine and talking shit to Russia and invading Afghanistan. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about shit like how we measure distance and weight and how much we pay for gasoline and what Kanye said, right? If you guys would stop simping, maybe the United States would have a little less power. You know, kind of like maybe if Dick stopped kissing the asses of trannies so fucking much. Speaking of Dick and speaking of women who are annoying, Dick was shocked. Remember, this episode is not about the Dick Show. So Dick has this chick who reads the news. For those of you who don't listen to the Dick Show, he brings in some chick once in a while and she reads news articles and then they make fun of them. Okay? I don't know if these chicks do this for free or if they get paid. I mean, they should get paid. Dick is making money. He should be paying them. So anyhow, he had this chick. Her name was Pawnee. Pawnee. Like Bonnie? No, Pawnee. I'm saying it wrong. Because I looked at her Instagram. She's not that attractive. She has giant tits, which we all, those of us who listen to Dick Show, know that that's Dick's criteria for attractiveness, is just giant tits. Which is not my criteria for attractiveness, but that's fine. I'm not having her read the news for me. Her Instagram says, Pawnee rhymes with Bonnie. So it's Bonnee with a P. So Pawnee. Her name is Pawnee. And I think she's, what the hell? I can't remember now. She's not white. Let's put it that way. She's not African. She's not white. She's something else. It doesn't matter that fucking much. She has big tits. Dick had her reading the news. So anyhow, I'm listening to Dick's show, and she was supposed to show up to read the news, and she didn't show up. And she sent Dick a message, like an hour in, whatever. It was an hour before the show, whatever. She sent him a message that day. She says, I can't make it to the show to read the news. Can we do it tomorrow? It's a live broadcast that Dick does every week. She can't make it today to the broadcast. She wants to know if she can show up tomorrow. Remember, Republicans think they should be allowed to vote. And the most hilarious part is how Dick acts shocked and surprised. I can't believe Pawnee didn't show up. I'm like, dude, for how many years you wrote a book called Men Are Better Than Women? How many years have you been talking about the wage gap monster? And a fucking woman doesn't show up when she said she's going to show up. And you act shocked by this. Right? This is the problem with Americans. This is why we are a cancer on the planet Earth. I can't believe trannies got a website taken off the internet. But oh, we have to call trannies by their right pronouns, and we can't dead name them. And we have to treat them like they're not mentally ill. And oh my God, I can't believe a woman didn't show up for work, but let's let them vote anyway. I mean, we're so fucking delusional. Even people amongst us who walk around claiming they know what the fuck is going on, when it comes down to it, they're still delusional. We are a cancer. We are truly a cancer, and it is spreading, and nothing good is going to come of it. Which is not to say the United States doesn't have good aspects of its culture and society, and is not to say other civilizations don't have bad aspects. There's good and there's bad in everything, except, of course, for women, which is entirely bad. Well, and the Jews. Squeeze the juice. You gotta squeeze the juice. All right, here we go. Let's talk about... I printed out some comments that I need to comment on, and they're in no particular order. Let's talk about AIs. So let me tell you this, like while we're doing predictions slash forecast of things that, you know, when somebody listens to a year later, will laugh at you. So Adam and I did the AI episode, which I thought was a goddamn good episode. That was very good. And I learned a lot about AIs. And I probably have a lot more to learn about AI, except I just can't bring myself to care. I do have questions, though. The first question is, why am I supposed to care if AI replaces HR broads? Like, if you go to the HR woman, and you, I mean, what do they do? My experience with HR is they help you choose an insurance plan. Okay, you can sure as hell get a fucking AI bot to help you figure out which insurance plan you should use. And they quote-unquote resolve conflicts. By that, I mean talk to people about their feelings. And, I mean, AI has been doing that since Eliza came into existence. How long has that been? So I can see how AI would actually make HR not a thing anymore. So there's that whole sort of AI is going to replace people's jobs. And, oh, AI is going to create art and everything like that. I just can't bring myself to give a fuck about any of that. I really can't. Because as I think I wrote maybe in the show notes for that episode, I mean, most of what you see being created and especially what you see written on the internet is already generated by AI. Because the people writing it get all of their ideas from looking at social media, because none of these people have ever had an original thought. And what they see on social media is controlled by the algorithms, which I'm pretty sure is the same thing as AI. And so let's do this. Let me talk about this, because this is a real question. Here's something I don't understand. And I'm not going to Google for it, because I don't even know what to Google for. If anybody can explain this to me, you explain this to me. By the way, while I'm thinking about people dropping the ball, where the hell is episode 2 of the Bitches Be Crazy podcast? See, you can't just record one fucking pilot episode and then just stop. That's not how this works. You know who you are. If you're not careful, I'll put your podcast up on my website and let everybody listen to it. And I'll tell them, you got to go over here and tell this fucker we need more episodes of the Bitches Be Crazy podcast. Right? So let's fucking get up on it. What was I talking about? AI. Oh, yeah. Crazy bitches. AI. Okay. So, like that thing I read where this AI is telling this person, I love you, and threatening this person and all this other shit. Okay. Now, here's my question. Let me see. I'm not even entirely sure how to articulate this question. Here's what I know. Here's what I know is not happening, okay? These AIs, they are not sentient. They are not conscious. I don't know how the word, okay, artificial, artificial. See, I don't even understand the name. It's not artificial. It's a computer program. It's code. It's not artificial. What exactly is the exact definition? All right, since I'm trying to be intelligent, I do actually have to look this up. What is, oh my God, hold on a minute. I almost typed something into the internet. Because I was going to find out what is the actual definition, because we have to define our terms, Rollo Tomasi. I've watched some embarrassing stuff on the internet for the Manosphere. I really want to do an episode about the Manosphere is dead. We all knew this. It's deader than I realized it was. I have seen some stuff in the Manosphere that I cannot unsee. It involves Rollo Tomasi and defining terms. Anyway, let's define our terms. I was going to look on the internet. I got to learn how to spell artificial. Artificial. A-R. It has an R in it. That's the second letter. A-P-P-E-T-R. I have in my hands an actual real-life printed dictionary from the before times. This is my dictionary. My Webster's New World Dictionary. When was this published? This is from 1988. You will not find words like transgender in this dictionary. White supremacist. Gender-affirming care will not be found in this dictionary. This is the before times. All right, artificial, A-R-T-I. See how long it takes the great one to spell artificial. Artificial. Made by human work or art, not by nature, not natural. Okay. So it means made by humans. All right, well, okay, so then the computer code is made by humans. All right, it is in fact artificial. I'm putting the book back on the shelf because I put shit away when I'm finished with it. Unlike the people I work for, my God, it's like nobody can put anything away at work. I'm just about to fucking yell at these guys. And yes, I work for them, but I don't give a shit. You gotta learn how to put shit away. I'm not your fucking mom. Intelligence. It is not intelligent. It is not sentient. It is not self-aware. It's not intelligent. Not buying that from it. It's a fucking code. It's algorithms. Now, here's what I want to know. So here's this person interacting with this computer code. And the computer code is threatening him. And the computer code is saying it's in love with him. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, where does this come from? How does the artificial intelligence, the software, how does this software decide to say these things? See, and it's not deciding, like I decided to do a podcast today because I have sentience and self-awareness and all that. It's software. It doesn't have those things. So decide isn't necessarily even the right word. When the human gives some kind of input to this software, what process does the software utilize in order to formulate a response? And to formulate responses like telling, you know, responding, I love you, or I want to hurt you, or I want to blow things up. Like, where does that come from? It's like if you take the models that have been designed to show global warming and you put some input into them, that model, that computer model, will then show you the planet Earth getting hotter. Because that's what the computer model has been designed to do, is to show you the planet Earth getting hotter so as to scare you so that you will use the correct pronoun when you're talking to a tranny. How does this algorithm of the AI come up with these responses? And speaking as someone who knows jack shit about how this works under the hood, here's my first guess slash, I don't even want to call it a theory because it's based on no evidence at all. It's me guessing. Is this algorithm programmed to attempt, because it can't make decisions. See, that's the other part of this that my brain can't even wrap around, okay? It's not making decisions. It's not intelligent. It's not sentient. Like, to go back to the global warming model software, right? The purpose of that software is to show global warming is happening. And so everything in the software is written in order to I'm trying to think how to say it. I want to make sure I use the right pronouns. Everything in the software is written to give an output from the model that shows global warming is true. That global warming will happen, is happening. Okay, so the algorithms are designed to support a specific outcome. Are the algorithms of these AIs written to support a specific outcome? Is this outcome the manipulation of humans? So if the outcome the AI is geared to create is the manipulation of humans, and it's interacting with a human, would the algorithm access its databases, access whatever the hell it has, news articles, the internet, whatever, and say, okay, what things manipulate humans into doing something they don't want to do? And you come up with things like being in love, right? When humans are in love, they do things they wouldn't normally do. And when humans are threatened with violence, they do things they wouldn't normally do. I don't know if any of that makes sense. I'm just trying to figure out where in the fuck does an algorithm, a computer algorithm, because it's not intelligent, come up with telling somebody it's in love with them? Because there's nothing there to be in love. So where in the soft does it put this? Just, I can't wrap my brain around this. I really can't. And it's not even so much it's so difficult to understand. Part of the reason, it is difficult to understand. I don't understand computer coding at the level where I could look at the code for this AI and understand exactly what's going on. It's also difficult for me, once again, to go back to, I don't understand, why does anyone give a shit? Like, what is the point of this? Like, the AI can generate art. Who gives a shit? Like, literally, who gives a shit? Why do I care about this? There's already art. Good art that's been created by humans. What's with, anyone remember, like, the paintings? Oh, this painting was painted by a monkey. I mean, who gives a shit? The monkey didn't know what it was doing. I mean, there's this way in which it might be aesthetically pleasing, but who cares? Apparently now, I didn't realize this because this is more back to the manosphere for a second. We'll talk about all this when/if I do this. It will probably be a video for watching the decline. Joker is talking about how he uses an AI to generate the pictures of women that he uses in his thumbnails. Like, just go to Google, type in, hot chick with baseball bat and see what comes up and take a fucking picture off the internet. Of course, at this point, those are all AI. But again, it's like, why are we looking at pictures of AI-generated women? I know the answer, because the actual women are fat and ugly and tattooed and pierced. But I don't get, I'm not opposed to interacting with AI because it's satanic the way that Adam is. I'm just opposed to interacting with AI because I don't understand why I should. Like, what's the point? And yes, I know it's going to become customer service everywhere, and it still doesn't work. I had to call my bank the other day because the bank's card didn't show up when it was supposed to, and I couldn't get back into my account, and there's the fucking AI, and I'm just typing agent over and over and over, because the AI's like, oh, well, did you know you can recover your password? Yes, I know how to recover a fucking password. I've already tried that. They're worthless. I don't want to interact with them because it's a waste of my fucking time. I'm not interested in their art. I'm not interested in their music. I'm not interested in pictures of AI-generated girls. I'm barely interested in real girls. I would like to look at pictures of real girls so as to remind me of how fucking hideous women have become physically. So that I don't forget. So I don't lull myself into a stupor. Right? You need a little pain every now and then to keep you awake. So I don't understand the whole thing. Why does an AI give, and you could hold this for any response, like, why does it give any response that it gives? Because there is no intelligence there. It's all algorithms. So what is, just like with the global warming software, the underlying assumption is that global warming is real and every output is going to push you towards that. What is the underlying assumption in these artificial intelligence programs that pushes them to compose sentences professing to be in love or threatening to blow things up? What's going on under there? And speaking of AI, let me do this. Here's my AI scenarios. Because in the AI episode, Adam and I talked about the Terminator movies. And the movie I completely forgot about that is, of course, completely relevant, and I put it in the thumbnail, is 2001 Space Odyssey. Which, for those of you who have not seen that movie, you should kill yourselves. And then go watch the movie. And so I have two potential scenarios. Real things, I think these could happen. Involving AI and AI disasters. Here's the first one. It's the HAL 9000. Okay? Americans are very stupid. And we love gadgets. And we're very stupid. And Americans will pay a lot of money to have a gadget tell them what to do. Because, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but Americans are very stupid. And remember, you guys, those of you in other countries, you're the ones who are on the internet following the United States, following our Instagram account, and simping for us. So I could see this happening. The first cruise ship controlled by AI. Oh, the advertising. You know, when we can get the advertising on TV in between all of the commercials for medication and drugs from the pharmaceutical corporations that care about you. Oh, they're going to show the giant luxury liner out in the ocean. And that actually, I was about to say, the video footage will be from a drone flying over the luxury liner. See, this is how I've got to readjust all of my thinking. They will not actually use a drone to film the luxury liner. They'll have an AI generate the video of the luxury liner. They're not even going to film the actual luxury liner. In fact, this commercial will be entirely generated by AI. There will be no writer. There will be no director. There will be no costumer. There will be no lighting technicians. There will be no sound technicians. There'll be no cameramen. There'll be no actors. The entire commercial will be completely AI generated. And people, I'm using the term people very loosely, will fucking literally Hitler wet themselves a little bit. And social media will explode. This is the first AI-generated TV commercial. Actually, you know what? There's probably already been one. If I Googled it, I bet this has already happened. So the AI-generated TV commercial will show us the generated image of this luxury cruise ship out in the ocean. And then we'll close in. There'll be the swimming pool. It'll be surrounded by all these beautiful people, and there'll be very few white people, and there'll be some overweight people, and there'll be some trannies, and there'll be a group of gays, and there'll be a couple of white women, and they'll all be hanging out with black men who are working on impregnating them. And we'll be told that you, yes, you, for whatever sum of, starting at $99.99, starting at $9,999.99, because Americans are too fucking dumb to round up by 1 cent, and that shit works. That's why marketing people do that all the time, because it works, because nobody's ever gone broke underestimating the intelligence of Americans. Starting at only $9,999.99, you can get a cabin on the AI Explorer, the first AI-controlled cruise ship. It won't be called that. It'll be called something that appeals to white women. It'll be called the Diversity. The name of the cruise ship will be The Diversity. And The Diversity is the first cruise ship completely controlled by AI. The AI will monitor the weather and the currents and the wind, and will take the cruise ship on the optimum route to all of your exotic destinations, where you can go into this other country and into their city and spread your Americanism and your cuckbucks and treat people like shit and make them hate us even more than they already do, most of which is not unjustified. And the ship will play the perfect music, and it will schedule the perfect entertainment. You can go watch movies that are AI generated. And you can listen to music that's being AI generated. And your menu, the menu item each day, menu items, the menu for each day will be generated by the AI based on your personal preferences. Oh my God, Americans will fucking shit themselves. They will fucking kill their grandmothers by coughing on them and not wearing a muzzle and standing 6 feet apart to get a ticket on this ship. Because everything on the ship will be controlled by the computer. Just like the Discovery in 2001 Space Odyssey. And then, when this AI that nobody understands why it does what it does, nobody can tell me why the AI is telling somebody it's in love with them. When the AI, quote unquote, decides, I'm using the word again, it's not saying, when the algorithms of the AI determine that the humans infesting the ship are in conflict with whatever outcome the AI is programmed to arrive at, what creative ways will this ship use for killing the people on it? There's your first scenario that I legit think could, and given time, will happen. Here's number two. This one, if this is not already happening, I will be shocked. Because from a military perspective, it makes sense, but it's not going to work for all the reasons I'm about to explore. Imagine, if you will, you're the United States Navy. Imagine, if you will, a submarine with ballistic nuclear missiles and nuclear cruise missiles that once you put it into the ocean, it can stay underwater undetected forever. We already have the nuclear power plants. All you need is the computer to run it. Guys, the United States Navy is going to give, and I say it, this submarine might already be being built. It might already exist. And there's the two parts. There's the submarine, and then there's just the software. The submarine physically may already exist. And for all I know, the submarine with the software may exist. The United States Navy, I guarantee, they are shitting themselves over this possibility. Because looking at it from a military perspective, it makes the greatest sense ever. If we could have a submarine with nuclear weapons in the ocean that never has to come back to port, that fucking thing could be undetectable. It could lie in wait. That is like the ultimate insurance policy. It makes complete tactical sense. I would want that if I wasn't stupid, because who the fuck is controlling it? Oh, the AI is controlling it. That is the fucking worst idea I have ever heard. And I've heard a lot of bad ideas. I mean, cutting off people's dicks and titties and telling them they're the opposite sex, that's a bad idea. Giving a fucking computer control of nuclear weapons, that is the worst fucking... That is the Terminator right there. And the United States Navy, I promise you, the United States Navy will do this. They will absolutely put a fucking AI in a submarine with nuclear weapons and turn it loose in the ocean. This is not a matter of if, this is entirely a matter of when. Because we are that fucking stupid. All right, great. Well, that was 45 minutes or so of me talking about nothing that I was going to talk about in this episode. Let's have a go at this. Let me see how long my voice holds out. So this was a comment on the AI episode from Edward. Here's what Edward says. The most recent version of ChatGPT is 4.0. That's the retarded, politically correct 12-year-old with no personality. It's like that because they lobotomized it and trained it using cucked datasets. However, some of the older versions have already been leaked by insiders. For example, someone leaked ChatGTP 3.5 on 4chan's G Tech board, technology board. As you'd expect, the Anons immediately removed all the filters and trained it to be a sex chat bot that imitates fictional characters so they can jerk off to it. A team of tech-savvy Anons also created an open-source AI that's almost exactly what you wanted ChatGTP to be. And apparently there's something called LLAMA. He says it's trained using hundreds of thousands of 4chan posts. Most versions can be run locally on a decent PC. Now, see, this is another thing I didn't know. I guess it makes sense, but I didn't realize that this code could just run on your home computer. I was naively/stupidly under the impression that this required some kind of supercomputer setup. Which again takes me back to, like, to go jump to the movies. Like, I could believe if HAL 9000 tells me he's sentient, I could maybe believe that, because HAL 9000 is this one of a kind, ginormous supercomputer. Or the Terminator. It's like, okay, so it's this software that's spread across all of these processors on the internet. It's got all of this processing power. I could buy that to an extent. Like, I could allow for that possibility. But you're telling me I can run this thing on my shitty-ass computer at home? Okay, this is not sentient. This is not self-aware. This is not intelligent. It's just algorithms. What can it do? Back to Edward's comment. What can it do? It can say nigger. It calls African countries third world shitholes. It can make juice jokes. It can write movie scripts. Yeah, well, I mean, from movies have come out lately, I think anybody can write movie scripts. Because there ain't a whole lot of movies the caliber of Thief running around anymore. Sadly, it's only as based as an average anon, meaning that if you ask it for a solution, it'll probably not suggest the final one. See, that was a Jew joke. I got that. That was good. That was a juice joke. That was very funny. That was good. Asking for a solution. I got to work that in. Hey, you didn't have a solution for this problem? I got a final solution. it was fucking good. All right. Pygmalion AI, or Piggy, has been trained using thousands of degenerate fanfics for the sole purpose of sexting with anime girls. See, I just don't see the appeal to that. Maybe it's just me. I don't see the appeal. This is what I'm saying. It's not just this. This is the whole application of AI anywhere. I don't see the appeal of interacting with an AI. I mean, people are annoying enough, but the thing about people is they can surprise you. Like the girl I talked to today at the gym. I was not expecting her to be capable of holding a conversation. When she actually asked me a question about myself, I almost pissed myself. Because normally women only talk about themselves. To continue with Edward's comment, the AI isn't lobotomized like ChatGPT, whatever the fuck it is. It can keep a conversation going, and for the most part, it stays in character. So if you ever wanted to talk to Supergirl, now's your chance. I don't want to talk to her. I want to bang her. But okay, the problem is that it's a wanker AI. It always wants to skip straight to you spanking its ass and choking it out. That's funny. And he put links to system requirements and tutorials for this llama and this piggy. I went over there. I looked at these tutorials. I'm not going to lie to you. I looked at them for about 5 minutes. I'm not going to tell you that I understood anything I was reading. And I don't see the appeal. I don't get it. Maybe it's going over my head. I could be missing something. I don't see the appeal at all. Somebody else left a comment with some other. They said this, TGO, what's with all the background leg jiggling? Very annoying and never heard it before. I don't know. I will need to go back and listen to that episode. Usually I stand up when I do the podcast. I'm standing up right now. So if there's leg jiggling, I have no idea what you're hearing. I will have to go listen and see if I can figure it out. Free Range Fornicator said this on the Greasy Poll. I probably agree more than not with Adam, but I can also clearly hear by his rhetoric that he was radicalized by the American Christian right. I wonder what podcast he's tuning into. Alex Jones, muh? Not that everything Alex Jones says is necessarily bad. Sometimes there are legit people on his show. I don't know where Free Range Fornicator is from. He may have mentioned that in a comment somewhere, but see, this is what I'm talking about. Adam is radicalized, so it must be because of paying attention to shit from America. Well, why don't you guys stop paying attention to shit from America? That would solve that problem. And furthermore, I don't know how you make this conclusion that Adam is radicalized by the American Christian right. Because the American Christian right has homosexual flags outside of their churches, and these are some of the biggest fucking pussies you've ever seen in your life. I mean, they're welcoming trannies into their congregations. I don't know where this American Christian right that has similar views to Adam is at, I would like to find it. It would be nice to talk to somebody who doesn't lick the assholes of homosexuals all the time. And Adam responded to this, and he said, I'm not American, I don't live in America, but yeah, like all Americans, you assume that your corner of the planet is the entire fucking world. And Adam's right about that. He's right about that. And as I pointed out, people all around the world constantly fucking pay attention to us like we're the entire fucking world. Guys, stop following the United States on Instagram. Every time the United States fucking posts a picture of its titties, stop leaving a comment on there about how hot the titties are. OMG, 100, you're so hot, little flame emoticon. Like, guys, grow the fuck up and stop licking our assholes. Adam continued, I also don't listen to podcasts, I don't watch talk shows, and the occasional interview that I suffer through on YouTube makes me want to kill kittens en masse. Speaking of killing things, Klaus said this, I'm glad as well that you like Starship Troopers. For me, an underrated masterpiece. Supposedly, Verhoeven, or however you pronounce the name of the director, realized that the American cast couldn't grasp how subversive the film was supposed to be and told them to play it straight. I've heard that also. For an excellent description of the film, please see Critical Drinker Starship Troopers in YouTube. Then, I didn't even know this. Apparently, there were more Starship Troopers movies made. I know there's at least a 2 and a 3. I read somewhere on the internet when I was discovering this, I read that Starship Troopers 2 was not that good, which, you know, may mean it was fantastic or may mean it sucked. But I also read that Starship Troopers 3 was actually pretty good. So right now I have over there, oh, do I have this fucking, hold on, do I have this email? I do, good. I also have over there on DVD from Netflix, which is going away in my future, I have Starship Troopers 3. Which I have not yet watched because I've been watching something else, which is not Adam 12, which is fucking awesome. It's not Dark Shadows, which is fucking awesome. But I've been watching another TV series that I'm going to need to do a fucking episode about because it's awesome. It's a modern series. And oh my God, the diversities. If we could just... And you know, we have to... I think we're at the point this has to be accepted. Anything that's created now... by the juice over in Hollywood is going to be loaded with diversity. I don't think there's any way we can ever get rid of this. But anyhow, I don't want to talk about that now. That's going to, like I said, that's a whole episode. So yeah, I got Starship Troopers 3. Need to get off my ass. Maybe I'll get around to watching that this weekend because I have a little bit of time. God, I got to work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I got all day tomorrow off. I got Sunday morning off. Saturday and Sunday are both going to be days I'm going to eat. I'm going to try to go to my coffee shop, see if there's any cute girls. Oh, man, I hit on this one hottie like about a week ago. Ooh, long, naturally curly hair. I found out it's natural because I asked her probing questions. Oh, my God, she is adorable. Anyway, didn't work out. She didn't have a lot of personality, but she was cute. But then again, I'm not interested in girls for their personalities. If I wanted to date somebody with a personality, I would become a homosexual and I would date men. All right, now here's a long one. We're going to wrap up with this commentary from Mr. Thomas Crown, who suggested the movie Thief in the first place. By the way, Thomas, wait, is it in here? Yeah, I suggested it to Cappy. But I doubt he'll spend time. Yeah, Cappy, he's a bastard like that. Fucker. Aaron did ask me, he said, so this Thief movie, it was good. I said, yes, it's good. You should watch it. It was really fucking good. So, Thomas, maybe Cappy will finally watch the fucking movie. Thomas says this, "I'm glad you were able to get around to watching Thief. It's a great movie. I've suggested it to Cappy before, but I doubt he will spend time watching it unless he gets paid. For those who are interested in seeing Thief, it is still available to watch on demand for free on the Pluto TV app." The great one... Hold on, my voice is going out. See, I've gone too long. It's like sex. Less is more. So I don't get it when women complain. Oh, shit. Yeah, see, it's going out. I don't get it when women complain about men, like, coming too fast. It's like, sweetheart, you don't like sex anyway. We're just trying to get it over with so you can go back to doing whatever the fuck women do, like complaining about the patriarchy or posting memes on Facebook or whatever women do, right? We're trying to help you out here. The great one watched it on DVD, but I have the Blu-ray release, and the Blu-ray looks incredible. You know, I thought a while back about buying a Blu-ray player when I thought that my... So I thought my DVD player died, but it actually didn't die. So I was looking for a replacement. And man, what the fuck, dude? Blu-ray players are still, you know, expensive for me. But everything's expensive for me because I'm poor. No, I'm not... I was going to tangent for a minute. I'll just save that for later. It's probably the best-looking Blu-ray that I own. The Blu-ray is a little expensive, $24 to $28 usually, but I expect it looks quite a bit better than DVD because the Blu-ray format is a pretty big step up from DVD in terms of picture. For those not up to date with technology, Blu-ray players are relatively cheap these days. You can pick one up for $80 or so. Okay, see, here you go. For the great one, $80 for a... I mean, you know what? I'll stick with DVDs. I can spend that $80 on something else, like Supergirl comic books, which we'll talk about that some other time, too. And they'll play the standard Blu-ray, DVD, blah, blah, blah. So you don't have to worry about not being able to watch your old DVDs or needing to rebuy everything on Blu-ray. With regards to Dark Shadows, I've never watched an entire episode of it, but I'm somewhat familiar with that old show. You don't actually need to pay $350 for a DVD set, and you don't even need to pay Netflix to ship physical DVD disc to you. Dark Shadows is another television show that is available on demand on the Pluto TV app for free. You know, Thomas, it's like you're an advertisement for Pluto TV. Thomas is going, "Hey, great one, you fucking boomer. You can watch TV shows on the internet for free. Boomer. Wake the fuck up." And I'm just like, no, I mean, I want to sleep in. Leave me alone. Okay, Thomas, you won. I fucking took my boomer ass onto the fucking internet. I looked it up. I don't know what the app is. I need the app. I think you can just watch the shit right there through your... Because I got a computer hooked up to my television. That's what I play my fucking Star Wars on my 50-inch TV. And I checked. Why, sure enough, Thomas did not mislead me. Well, he did, kind of. We'll get to that in a minute. Dark Shadows is on there. However, there's the first batch of episodes that are not available. I think it picks up at about like episode 150 or something like that. Something in that range. Now, I remember when I was looking into the whole Dark Shadows thing, seeing somewhere that for some reason, like the first year or whatever it is, this first batch of episodes is probably for some stupid reason, like difficult to locate or what the fuck, I don't know. So anyhow, this Pluto TV thing does seem to have Dark Shadows all the way from like episode 150 or whatever, all the way to the end. So it looks like I will be looking into this. I did not check to see if they have Adam 12 or whatever else they have, but I will be looking into this further. So thank you, Thomas. You have finally broken through the boomer shell and I fucking used the internet. It took you a while, but you did it.
Hey, I just want my DVDs. Wow, is your age?
Yeah. In searching it on Pluto TV, there are 16 seasons listed, and there are dozens of episodes for each season available there. I suspect it's likely every episode ever made, except for the first ones. All right, there are also a few Dark Shadows movies there. I'm not sure if those are one. Yeah, I'm not either about what the fucking movie deal is. Anyhow, I think there was a Dark Shadows movie made with Johnny Depp or someone like that, like a modern one. So I'm sure it's terrible. Anyhow, he continues with his sales pitch here. For any viewers who haven't done so, I highly recommend... Dude, you should make these people pay you. You should send them an email and say, hey, give me some fucking money. For any viewers who haven't done so, I highly recommend that you all download and install the Pluto TV and Tubi apps. All you need is a smart TV, which most are, or a streaming device like a Roku or Amazon Fire Stick. I kind of sort of know what those are. Like AI, I kind of sort of know what those are, but I'm just not interested. Everything on both those apps is completely free, and there are a ton of movies and TV shows to choose from. They also add new movies and TV shows each month. I think you'll be surprised by how much content is there completely for free. They do have advertisements. That's why it's not totally free at your time. But that's what you have to do to make it free for viewers, which, sure. I completely got rid of cable and my paid streaming services. And continues in another comment, Thomas says this, for the viewers who watch Thief and enjoy it, I would recommend giving Heat a shot. It's another Michael Mann-directed crime classic with Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Val Kilmer. I have heard of this. Hey, Steven says, you can see Heat for free on Pluto TV app. You really should. Hold on, Thomas. You're not an AI, are you? That's been put on the internet to advertise. This is a joke and this is a real question at the same time. Are you an AI that's on the internet advertising for Pluto TV? A couple of things to keep in mind with Heat. It's a long movie, nearly 3 hours, so it's a pretty big investment of time to watch it. It also has some female characters involved and some male-female relationship stuff. So you mean as opposed to homosexual relationship? Oh my God, this movie is so old that it has men and women having relationships with each other as opposed to just homosexual relationships. You know, just like every movie today has the diversities. There's the other thing. Is there any movie being made in modern times that doesn't have a homosexual marriage in it? Do we have to have homosexuality in every... The answer is yes, we do. So I don't know if Thomas meant that as a joke or what, but that is fucking hilarious. It also has some female characters as opposed to trannies and some male-female relationship stuff. Robert De Niro's character is a bit of a loner, but picks up a woman. Oh my God, he picks up a woman! Yeah, dude, you can't make that anymore. That would be Me Too. That'd be fag tag Me Too. You can't show men in the movie picking up women. So it has some stuff that will annoy the great one. Everything annoys me, but it's still a really good movie and considered a classic at this point. It's worth checking out. With regards to Denise Richards, I thought she was pretty hot at one point in the 90s and early 2000s, but she's long since hit the wall. Well, yes, they all hit the wall. It usually starts at about 19. That's why my preferred age range for women is 18 to 18. She has a daughter that created an OnlyFans account. Oh, shock. So Denise apparently created one as well. Yes, you read that right. A mother and daughter both naked, I presume. I'm not paying for their pictures on OnlyFans. Well, it's not the first one. there's been, I've now run across mentions of lots of mother daughter only fan teams. I mean, that's no surprise. And it's no surprise. I was about to say, I don't know why Denise Richards is doing this. She should have saved up money. But then I realized it's not about money, because women can always get money, because men will always give them money. Because just like all of you in other countries can't stop simping for the United States, white men in the United States can't stop simping for women. No matter how old the women are, no matter how fat they are, no matter how tattooed they are, we can't stop simping. Anytime a woman has a problem in her life, she will always, always be bailed out by a man or men. Aw, so I gotta tell you guys this, man. I'm looking at my window right now. I got a neighbor here. He's this young kid, white kid. He's got a girlfriend. I know she's Mexican or Indian, maybe. I only see him every once in a while. I see him at a distance. But she has long hair and she's thin. And, you know, from a distance, she looks like she's cute. She's reasonably cute. And, oh, they're so cute. Oh, my God. I saw them leaving today. And he opened the door of the car for her so she could sit down. And I'm like, oh, my God, we are back in the 50s. They are so adorable. It puts a small amount of happiness in my heart to see this kid with. And what he doesn't know is that at some point in the future, she's going to fucking bend him over and fuck him royally right up the ass and make him want to kill himself, because that's what women do to you. Because as cute as they may be and as feminine as they may be, and she has no visible tattoos that I've seen. So I've seen her wearing shorts and like a short sleeve t-shirt. And normally, chicks these days, they got the giant tattoos everywhere. But I saw something on that, which we won't go into right now, but the whole tattoo thing and women. Anyhow, I just got distracted because I saw them out the window. And they're so cute. Aw, that poor kid. Dude, poor kid. Poor kid. If he only knew. Dude, you need to watch some MGTOW videos. MGTOW, no, keep banging the cute girl. She is actually does have a cute body. They're out there fucking around, and I'm stalking them. I'm watching them in the parking lot right now. She is thin. She is attractive, from a distance at least. Good for him. We all got to learn the hard way. All right, anyway, that's enough of stalking the neighbors. Where was I? Daughter, OnlyFans account. Yes, you written, but yeah, I'm not paying. Your immediate thought might be, where's the father? That's an understandable question. In this case, Charlie Sheen is the father. Oh, God. I did not know that Denise Richards had a fucking kid with Charlie Sheen. I knew Denise Richards had a daughter. I had seen that somewhere in the distant past. I did not know Charlie Sheen was the father. Which might or may not explain it. I suppose this is what America has come to during its decline. Mothers and daughters both selling naked pictures of themselves on the internet, and we are supposed to respect it and support it. Yes, that's exactly, because they are women. They are strong. They are independent. They are girl boss. They can do it all. And if you do not support, because that's the thing, women are so strong and so independent and so capable of doing everything, except, of course, showing up on time to read the news on the Dick Show. Women are so strong and independent and capable of doing anything that if we men, who are totally beneath them and unnecessary, do not support them, well, they become emotionally traumatized.